Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 9, episode number 6. Is that right?
Probably.
Yeah. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by one amazing guest host this week. It is the Mr. Amazing AP. Let's get right into the results of week 7 for KSL. Aaron over Bourne, Pate over Andy, Oberg over Mike, Snyder over Brian, Doug over Kevin, Nanigate over Palmer. Game of the week. Nanigate over Palmer.
Really? That's your game of the week?
Yeah, I can't believe Nanigate won.
I'm going to say the game of the week was probably David Pate over you, Andy.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like that was the game of the week. I said it before last week that is going to be the game, and it was the game.
All right.
It was scoring and everything.
Okay, I'm going to actually have to say that's the biggest upset of the week.
Oh, that's your biggest upset of the week?
Yeah.
My biggest upset of the week is actually going to be myself over Ty, because it goes to show, like, I had three people I played who ended up going out early in the game, so they got me 0 points or negative points. And if Ty would have played a full lineup, he would have beat me. But Ty, the idiot that he is, was like, oh, I'm going to lose anyway, so I'm not going to play. And that's, you can't have that mentality. That's why Oberg was able to beat Mike, which Mike considers an upset, but Oberg had a better team that week. Or Doug beat Kevin. Kevin, who has the highest point total in KSL, is 4-3. That's why you have to play your lineup every week, Ty. I know you're listening to this. You're an idiot.
Yes.
Let's move on.
And let's move on. And by the way, yes, it is episode number 6, just to point that out. So anyways, so for week 8, we got 4 divisional games. We have Kevin versus Ty, Boardman, of course, Doug versus Oberg, Brian versus Palmer, myself versus Nanigate, Mike versus Joe, and Aaron versus Dave, the Pate. Win streaks are on the line for this matchup. So this is a big week. Game of the week, gonna have to say it, Aaron versus Dave. And the upset of the week, Dave over Aaron.
I disagree on that one, but I agree that is definitely game of the week. Upset of the week, Andy, will be you over Nanigate.
I'm going to pull out and just blow it all over his face.
Or Mike over Joe, because I think that Mike is going to beat Joe. But then again, I thought Brian was going to beat Joe too, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyway, so let's KSL news. What's the best and hardest division in KSL? Best division is PB&J, and it's the hardest. What do you think,
Aaron?
Is
it the best? Well, defend your argument, Andy. Why is it the best?
Because I'm in it.
So any division you're in is no matter what the best division.
Well, I mean, Ty is the weak link, but that's beside the point.
Okay. So Ty is the weak link. You are both 2-5. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but I have more points.
Okay. You're both 2-5. You realize that, right?
I have more points.
So let's talk about this, Andy. The best/hardest division is easily $5 below the belt. It houses Joe at 7-0, myself at 6-1, Doug at 3-4, and Oberg at 2-5. Oberg is the worst on the roster, on the division, technically, yet he has some of the most points. He actually has more points than you, Ty. He has more points than Nanigay, your division leader. He has more points than David Pate, Ty Palmer. And he has almost more points than Mike, even. Almost. Not quite, though. That is why we are the best division, Andy.
You guys are a bunch of pole smokers, is what you guys are. So, which 4-3 and 3-4 teams won't make the playoffs? That's Mike, Dave, Kevin, Brian, and Doug. I'm going to say Brian. What do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say Dave. Because okay. Dave is who's this week. Mike is at the top of his division. If he wins this week, that'll help solidify him. And Doug's on a roll. Although Doug does have a hard match this week. So
and Doug's coming back. I mean, he is one of the highest point totals in the league, and you know, he just had some bad matchups. Definitely.
Bro, you know.
So of the four bottom teams, the weak bottoms, it looks like right now, which is has the best shot of making the comeback? I have it narrowed down to two people.
Who's that?
Well, I was gonna say Palmer. but that's not going to happen. He's going for, he's the, what is it? What do you call it? Losing for luck or something like that. This is what he's doing.
Well, you know what's funny? He's only 4 wins out of the divisional lead, so he could still make it. Technically, he's not gonna though.
No. So, but you know, I'd say Oberg, and then I'd say myself and Boardman. If I had to pick one, Oberg would. But the thing is, his issue is the division. And see, I have favorable matchups coming up. Especially Ty's going to have some hard games coming up, and he should have dropped a couple of players. But I'm not going to get into it. That's right, Ty. You should have dropped a couple of your players.
Who should he have dropped? I want you to tell me.
Great. Now I got to go to the league. And by the way, while we're waiting, I sent... Okay, so this douchebag in the ESPN league that Ty does sends me the shittiest trade known to man. He offered me 3 players. Okay, 3 players. The only one that was even a starter... Oh, gosh, I can't even think of his name. That's how bad it was. But their total points combined to be like 80-something. For Steve Smith, who his point total was 133. So he wanted me to trade 3 guys, one who is a starter, and then 2 guys who rode the pine for Steve Smith. So I put back a lengthy note why I'm not going to do it. So I said
the other Steve Smith and offered him that trade is what you should have done.
Oh, that would have been a good one. He would have probably seen the points, though. He would have seen this, the other Steve Smith probably only has like 30 points. But I was pissed about that. So, Ty, I don't know who that is, but he's fucking stupid. Seriously. That is the dumbest thing you could have done.
So, who should Ty drop?
We got to go back to last week then. Okay, hold on a second. I got to go match up. I should have been a little bit more prepared. Wow, 3 people have voted for me? I didn't even vote for myself. I voted for Plumsmokers to win. All right, where's Aaron at?
But he's got...
Wow! Holy crap, I didn't realize that score was that bad. Oh my gosh, Ty didn't win? Antoine Roll, dude, you could have dropped him. Let's show your bench. Let's see what your bench did. Okay. So he kept Danny Woodhead and CJ Spiller and Nick Barnett, Scott Chandler. I mean, these are guys that you could have dropped. Aaron Hernandez, I'll give you that. And McCoy, I'll give you that. Why Manningham?
I probably would have kept him, but you know what? I would have dropped probably Nick Barnett. Jabbar Gaffney I would have dropped. You know, that's easy.
Yeah.
Scott Chandler, easily. So I don't know. I don't understand what his motivation
Devery was. Devery Henderson, why did he drop him? He could have dropped his butt and picked up a defensive player. I didn't realize how close Ty was how close he was to winning, and Felix Jones didn't even play. So
yeah, I know. He left him in there. That's the thing. He could have
played Johnny Knox?
Yeah. You know what's funny, Andy? I had one person on bye on my defense, and I left him on there because I'm like, all right, I'm probably going to win. In case I don't, I'll pick up a defensive player. So I had to pick up – who was it? I picked up a defensive player on Jacksonville, Rasheen Mathis. He got me 13 points. If I wouldn't have picked him up, I would have lost by 2 points. Because I had 125.
Oh, jeez.
So Ty is an idiot. Ty, you are an idiot. You could have beat me. I've been 5-2.
Come on, Ty. You could have won. You could have beat the amazing.
Yeah. The second best team in the league.
Hey, so you need to come back on and talk some crap to us. That's what you need to do. So who is the best 6-1 team in Kiwani Sports League?
I don't know, Andy. Who do you think it is?
No one. Because whoever's 6-1, they suck a lot of dick.
So whoever's 6-1, who is the second best team in the league? Who's the best 6-1 team, Andy?
Okay, I'll tell you who the best 6-1 team is. It's the pole smoker that's on this show, and his hair is blonde, and his mic is broke because he stuck it up his butt too many times.
Go on.
Yep. So let's move on to the Elite League. We had Snyder over Aaron, Mike over Chris, Oberg over Andy Barely, Brian over Dave, Palmer over Doug, game of the week, and the upset of the week in my game with Johnny. I should have won.
Joe over me was both of them.
Oh, bullcrap. Joe had you. He had your number. He called it. It was 8675309EIN. He nailed it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Let's go to week 8. Peyton versus Palmer, Doug versus Oberg, myself versus Chris. Feels like I just played him. Mike versus Joe, Aaron versus Brian. Game of the week, Doug versus Oberg. Upset of the week, Brian over Aaron.
Oh, I was actually going to say the episode of the week would be me over Brian, because Brian is, third in the league right now? So, yeah, it definitely would be an upset if I won. But, yeah, Doug versus Oberg is definitely game of the week, Andy.
All right, and survival news. Supposedly, I did not even pick a survival team last week, mm-hmm. which I am looking just to make sure, but I swore I picked a team. Apparently, I didn't.
Good job, Andy.
I'll just tell you now, I did. I thought I picked. Oh, you know why? I picked Detroit, and they've already been done. That's why. I already picked Detroit once. Wait, what? Wow. You know what, dude? Oh, this is BS. I'm here now. I've already made my pick, and it says I haven't. Oh.
You know, it may have had what happened to me, because I picked Buffalo 1 week, and it was the week that it said NA for me. And I was like, no, I did pick somebody.
Okay. All right. I made my pick. Do I have to save it now? I can't believe that, dude. That's BS. I did make a pick last week, because it highlighted it. I remember. Okay, now it shows that I actually picked someone. That's BS. And and let's talk about Pick'em for a second. How'd you do last week, Aaron?
I didn't do as good as I thought I would.
Yeah, you know why?
Why is that, Andy?
Because I am right behind you now.
So you're following me?
Right now. But next week, you're going to be following me.
Oh, you think so? So what you're telling me, Andy, is that you are going to get 2 wins over me next week.
Oh, easily. I'm going to be surprised if I don't go 13-0 next week.
Okay.
You know, I'll be surprised if you go 10-3.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Yep. I got the confidence right now.
Okay.
And the smaller penis.
That is true. You do have a smaller penis than me.
Yes. That's what the problem is. But no, so, I mean, you know. Confidence, my friend, Johnny Oberg.
We normally would talk about some NFL news this week, but it's just you and me. And so I, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of gay.
We should say that for Oberg, you know, or Doug or Ty or Brian being on here.
No, yeah. So let's just wait for them. So anyways, so that's all the time we have for this week's show for Kiwani Sports League. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions. I want to thank myself for being so awesome. And I want to thank my brother for being.
What about our Twitter account?
Kiwani Sports. That's our Twitter account. You want to check out some awesome facts that Aaron puts together every week? Follow us at Kiwani Sports. For Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and I am awesome, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
No, you're not, Andy. You are not.